No, tonight promises to be a night of special talks, history and film under the title A Christmas Compendium. It's been scheduled by Castle Island Heritage District, and District Heritage, I should say, and it's taking place this evening at 8 p.m. in the River Island Hotel in Castle Island. There is a huge number of speakers, and one of those who will be speaking is Bill Story, an American author and historian. He's just released his fifth book, The Colonialist, The Vision of Cecil Rhodes, which is published by Oxford University Press in July of 2025. He teaches at Millsaps College in Jackson, Mississippi, where he's Professor of History and Sanderson Chair in Arts and Sciences. And I'm delighted to say that he is in studio in Tralee with us this morning, alongside Johnny Roach, of course, from the Castle Island District Heritage. Good morning to both of you, and thanks for joining us in the programme.
Good morning, Jerry.
Good morning, Jerry. Very nice
thanks
to be here
for
with you today.
Indeed. Bill, tell me about your great-grandfather, first of all, also named William K. Story. This, you have a very strong link to Castle Island. He was an RAC sergeant who was killed during the War of Independence.
Yes, Jerry. Actually, he was the head constable in Castle Island, and I grew up in New York. My family's Irish-American, Roman Catholic, and during my childhood, I knew the barest outline of the story, which was that he was threatened and ultimately killed by the IRA. And that was pretty much all I knew about until I was doing my own postgraduate studies in history at, this was, I guess, in the early 1990s. And my father shared with me a box that his grandmother had kept. His grandmother was the widow of the police officer who was killed. And it had the burial certificate in it from Cork, where he's buried. And it said that he died in Castle Island. And it gave the date, May 8th of 1921. And so as a historian, I was able to use that information to look up the stories in the Old Irish Times and the Cork Examiner, which were available to me in the Library of Congress in Washington, D.C., on the old microfilm collection. Mm. And so I asked my dad about it when I found the stories in the newspapers, and he said, I really don't know anything about it, but I wish you would never go there. Those people have long memories. And so, of course, when your dad says something like that to you, that only makes you naturally more curious about it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So anyway,
you want to find out more.
I was busy, you know, I was busy with my career. I'm a historian of the British Empire. I've written about South Africa. I've written about Mauritius, about the First World War, have a family, and, you know. But anyway, it was getting to the time of the anniversary, the centenary of the War of Independence. There were more stories coming out, and one of my sons, this is in 2019, he saw a story that was actually posted on the website of the Kerry Radio Kerry News. It was the map from the Irish archives, from the Irish Military History Collection, of events that had happened in Castle Island, and it indicated the spot where my great-grandfather was killed. So I started to get curious again, and during COVID, when some of us were online more than usual, I went through the Irish military history records that were posted online, and I found out a lot of information about Castle Island, about what had happened, and I posted some things in the RIC descendants bulletin board. You know, I thought, well, 100 years later, what's going to happen? Are feelings going to be still as raw as they might have been even 30 years ago? And about 2 months later, I was contacted by one of the descendants of the Republicans in Castle Island. His name is Donal O'Donovan. He's an editor at the Irish Independent. And he and I corresponded. I learned that his great-grandmother was best friends with my great-grandmother. Even though his father, W.H. O'Connor, was on the side of the Republicans, he was a judge in one of the local Sinn Féin courts. One thing led to another. Donald knew about the Castle Island District heritage. He knew about Johnny Rich and all the efforts that Johnny and his colleagues are making to preserve the history of the district. And Donald set up a meeting. I came over from the U.S. to Ireland as soon as the COVID restrictions were over. And I came with my middle son, Neil, and we were walking down the street in Castle Island on the way to Johnny's office. And I said to Neil, you know, I've done some history projects before, and you never know how this is going to go.
Yeah.
And so we went down the corridor in the Castle Island Business Center and knocked on the door. And I said to Neil, this could last for about 15 minutes and we can go drive the Dingle Peninsula and see some pretty sights. But that's not what happened. I knocked on the door and I encountered a remarkable group of local historians who are very dedicated to preserving the history of their community and who have introduced me to many people in the community since that time. And instead of spending 15 minutes that first day, we spent the entire afternoon with them. And at the end of the day, Neil said to me, Dad, those Irish guys really can talk, can't they? I said, yeah, I'm familiar with it from my own family. But yes, it was a really good day. And that led to 3 days worth of conversations. And, you know, it turns out that Johnny's father was one of the witnesses to the shooting. It turned out also that I met with some of the descendants of the man who did the shooting. And so I started to think that I was going to write something that was kind of like a detective story. But instead, since most of the eyewitnesses to the shooting are dead now, and most information is secondhand, I decided that that was not really the best thing. In fact, Johnny gave me some really good advice. He said to me that really what would be interesting here is to write about the experience of what it's like to come over here, to write more of a memoir about what it's like to be in community with each other. And that is in fact what I'm working on. And so I've been back to Castle Island 5 or 6 times now, and people have been very welcoming, very gracious. Back in March, I gave a presentation about my family history, and what's happened is that more people have come forward to talk with me, to share with me information. I've gotten to know people in the community. It's been a wonderful welcome. And a real privilege for me, a professional historian, to work with community historians like Johnny and his colleagues, Janet Murphy, Jerry Flynn, Noel Nash, and Martine Brennan, a genealogist who's helped me. So we have a really good relationship now. I've been trying to come back once or twice a year, and I'm very proud to be associated with them.
Amazing. Listen, stay with us. We're going to talk a bit more about that, and we'll talk about what's happening tonight in River Island as well. We'll have more with Bill and Johnny after we take these. Yeah, we're on the line talking about a history night, a night of stories, talks and film, the Christmas Compendium in Castle Island this evening. We've got Bill Story, American author and professor. We also have Johnny Roach of the Castle Island District Heritage with us. And Bill, if I could talk to you, you're talking about that work that you're planning. I know you've done several books and your remarkable book out about Cecil Rhodes and his influence on the South Africa of today, I suppose, if you look at his actions, diamond mining, De Beers, Kimberley Mine. It's kind of astonishing these events that happened, you know, over 100 years ago can have this sort of resonance today, still today. They're still being felt, notwithstanding what happened to your great-grandfather as well, that it's led to this and you meeting all these people, that those incidents, as shocking as they are and as long ago as they happened, they kind of unfold out 100 years later.
Yes, Jerry, that's absolutely right. Sometimes as students were taught that, you know, history is something that happened far away, and it's difficult to, you know, make the connections to it personally. In the case of Cecil Rhodes, the biographies have been written about Rhodes before. This is the first one in about 35 or 40 years. The point of the book is to emphasize his involvement in telegraphs and railroads and mining and road construction and making infrastructure, in arranging the infrastructure of South Africa in such a way that it still does impact people. And then, you know, in the case of Castle Island, the shooting of my great grandfather, it did have ramifications. You know, for my family, we had some of my great aunts and uncles suffered from not only the poverty of losing their father and that move to New York, but they were traumatized in various ways. My father suffered from it. It was handed down over the generations to us. And then to tie it all together, there are actually some connections between Cecil Rhodes and South Africa and Castle Island. There were a number of local farmers who went down to South Africa and made money on the railroads and in the diamond mines. And I'm going to be talking about that a little bit tonight.
This evening.
Yeah. Yeah. And then, you know, I'll tell you something else about, you know, working with the Castle Island District Heritage and working with Johnny. His recent book came out about 2 years ago. It's called Terry Faha, and it's about Castle Island. It's a historical fiction based on Johnny's knowledge of the area, knowledge of the district. And he's changed the names of a lot of characters, but it's based on the knowledge that was passed to him by his father and from his grandfather, who was born in the 1840s, just a short time before the famine. And so when I work with someone like Johnny and also his cohort in Castle Island, these would include men like Tom O'Burke, who I've had a chance to talk with, also Charlie Horan, guys in their late 80s or early 90s whose knowledge of the landscape and the community stretches all the way back, at least in Johnny's case, into the 1840s, is really extraordinary. And I would I would recommend to your listeners that they take a look at Johnny's book, Terry Faha. I've actually assigned it to my students back home. We had a week on the Irish famine in one of my classes, and they were absolutely glued to the account that he gave of the famine and the community. I think it's more colorful writing, more gripping writing than anything I've read by a professional historian.
Yeah, brilliant, brilliant stuff. Johnny, look, tell me about tonight briefly. What's the lineup? I know it, obviously Bill's going to be very interesting, but there's other people talking as well. It's getting underway at 8 o'clock in the River Island.
Yes, Jerry, we have a very packed programme. We didn't intend it to be that packed, but you know, people came along. And
that's
so
what happened.
We're starting, first of all, do a little run down on what we're actually doing in the things. You know, in the past year, we finally got pardons for men. The opposite side of, to what Bill is talking about. You know, there were hanged judicial murderers that completely innocent, and we got pardons for them, and we haven't had a discussion in Castle Island on it yet, so hopefully we do a quick one on that. But everything has to be quick tonight for that reason, that we're doing so many, you know, there's a lot of work. I will be introducing a new booklet we have we've written. It's an extraordinary story, but it's the truth, a 100% true story. It's called The Kennys of Ballymacadam. And what can happen in one family in a period, over a period of 70 or 80 years, I won't go into any details after that.
Sure,
because a few people that have read it in the past week have come to me to say that they're very pleased with it. But it's quite extraordinary, and it's quite true, and it's researched to the everything to the within reason.
Yeah, and you've the tragedies of Clare by Joe Queeley as well.
Yes, Joe... He has he had a connection. He was inquiring about a fellow that was known as Kerry Boy, or Kelly Boy, lived between Knocknagashl and Castle Island. And so we said, okay, come and you know, have a word and tell your story a bit. So he was doing that. Again, we have to be... There's a very... I haven't met her yet, but she has arrived from Birmingham, I think, last night. Or four or five ladies have come this morning, and she was...
Betty Byrne Mitchell.
Betty Byrne Mitchell. God, sorry.
Yeah. She's launching her own memoir, All Pure Gift.
Yes, yeah. That's right. Yeah, she's supposed to be a very feisty lady, and hopefully it'll be entertaining. And the book has connections to Castle Island, because that's how she's here. Through a local priest who's a cousin of mine, actually, Father Pat O'Rourke, known as Father Ben, very famous in down the years in Birmingham and other places over. He died a few years ago, just after his 90th birthday. But his sister, Kathleen Dowling, is still in Castle Island, and his brother, Brendan, up in Tipperary, where he was teaching in the college there.
Getting underway at 8. You have a short film as well, Castle Island 800?
Yeah, Castle Island and the Castle with Rob Maguire. Yeah, and I think that's... Basically, Janet is talking about King William Brown, a shot very just a couple of minutes on it, written by John Cotter, formerly from Knocknagashl. He a dream when he was in knocked out after a bad accident about 20 or 30 years ago, but the dream stayed with him, and he finally wrote it down.
Brilliant.
So that's Johnny, listen,
it sounds like a brilliant night. Getting underway 8 o'clock in the River Island, and it should be absolutely fascinating. And thanks so much for coming on and talking to us about it. And also, Bill, as well, good luck with it this evening, and good luck with your work. We'll await with great interest what comes out of what you've been doing for the last couple of years with regards to Castle Island. So thanks for talking to me.
Thank you, Jerry. And Merry Christmas to you and to your listeners.
Same to you. That's Bill's story there. And Johnny Roach on the line with that special presentation evening, Castle Island Compendium in the River Island Hotel at 8 o'clock this evening. Lots more on the way. Lots of your comments to get to as well.